I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
All right.
So, no idea what I want to talk about in this one, so I'm just going to kind of share what I'm up to, what I'm doing, my, I guess, short-term goals at the moment. I don't know. But anyway, and this is probably going to be super short, and you might hear my family in the background, but whatever. So, also, happy birthday, Kevin. That's it. Okay. Let's see. What am I doing? So, go to work, come home. What am I doing when I get home? When I get home, so right now I'm doing a little bit of writing, and it's such a simple thing to do, but I'm having such a hard time just getting crisp with it. And I'm just writing core values and what they mean to me and what and how I define my own. And I'm doing so without looking up what other people's are. I'm trying to do it without the influence of anybody else. And it's difficult because I'm trying to think deep about what do I value? How do I want to live my life? What standards and principles do I want to have my life be guided by? And there's a lot that I've got 12. And so I wrote a social media post for each of them, kind of. I wouldn't say they're a social media post, but I wrote points on them, kind of examples. And then below that, I'm writing a social media post. Or just kind of, I mean, even for me, I mean, it's for example, first one is be a man of your word. Then I have be a man of your word social media post, how I define it. And then this one right now is keeping promises that you make with others and especially yourself 100% of the time. And it was last revised on the 16th of April. And the idea with all this is to just have all of these and what they mean to me here for me. But also I'd like to share that and hopefully get someone else in the future to want to figure out what they value in life and abide by those and live their life according to those values. Be a value-driven man or woman. So that's the goal there. And so I've been writing a little bit about those, and it's hard because I'm trying to define it the way that I interpret it and the way, because dictionary definitions are always so asshole, and I'm just trying to define my own words. Not trying to make a whole new definition, but just put it in words and in a practical sense based on the context of where I'm headed in life, what I like to do. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I've been doing a little bit of that, and it's for some reason taking me so long. It's taking me, this is embarrassing to say, but like a week to get all this done. This should take me 3 hours, you know? But it's just tough. I sit down to write, and I'm like, nah, that doesn't sound good. I don't know. And then it's almost like I get writer's block. But anyway, so that's one of the things I'm doing. The other thing that I have yet to do, actually, is email back the supplement manufacturer and get a third sample revision going, because I asked them if they could switch up the flavor ever so slightly, and they said they were able, and so I'm excited for that. So at the moment, we got passion fruit being sampled, and I'm not a huge fan. I like it. I've said it multiple times, but I don't take the shit for the flavor. I don't care. Just as long as it's not absolute shit, then I'll be fine. But yeah, a lot of people do care about the flavor. A lot of people take shit only for the flavor, and to each their own. But I, you know, so it's kind of tough for me to kind of formulate that shit up and care so much about the taste. But I'm doing my best. I mean, it's just my first supplement. It's my third sample. So, fuck. So anyway, I have yet to do that, but that's something I need to do. So I'll do that tomorrow because I got to go to bed 4 minutes ago. So I'll email the supplement manufacturer and get a third sample going. That's one thing I got to do. What else? So I'm actually, so today I made another fat order to get a whole bunch of stuff that I needed for my new place. And it's not, this order actually wasn't really so much need as much as want. And I'll share it with you just because that's what we're doing, documenting everything. Not going to lie, a lot of the shit I share on here makes you feel weird. Like I'm flexing or like I'm sharing way too much information. But the point of this is for somebody to listen in 9 or 18 years from now and just have a in-depth look at what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So that's the point of the whole show. So I bought some dry erase markers, bought a big whiteboard that flips because I'd like to have that visual in my quote-unquote office space. Bought some more protein because I'm out. Bought some new shoes for work, some steel toe tennis shoes looking type things, because I want to wear shorts. I'm done with the boots and the pants. It's getting too warm in my shop. Bought some curtains. I bought a new filter for my ice bath. I bought some of these fake plants, and there's four of them. It's $10, so whatever. I bought these curtain rod bracket things for those curtains that I just mentioned. I brought some new sheets because I ripped the current ones that aren't mine. It's great. I bought a printer and some ink. I bought some bungee cords so that when I move in the FedEx truck, so I'm borrowing a FedEx truck because I work there, and I'm going to move all my shit in that, but in case you don't know, there's only shelves in the back. There's no tie downs or anything, so I bought bungee cords for that. Very cheap. I bought a curtain rod for the curtains. I bought a hose for the ice bath for my new place. I bought a vacuum. I bought a printer. I think I just said that, but I bought ink as well. Bought a paper towel holder. And then the other things that I bought, so I bought some moving boxes. Looks like it's going to arrive here soon. And then I bought $100 million leads from Alex Ramosi. And then I bought some pre-caged pre-workout. And that's all that I dropped today. So the budget that I gave myself for everything to get for my new place is officially used up. So that kind of sucks because I'm not really sure if I left anything out that I should have gotten. But you live and learn, and that's what we're rolling with. So that should get here this week, and I should be prepped up to move by next Monday or Tuesday, and absolutely Wednesday, because that is when I'm moving out. So very exciting times ahead. So right now, so I'm just doing a little bit of writing, trying to figure out supplement sample, and then I've been, last week or so, I've been really focused on getting everything squared away for my new place, because I move in 10 days. So 10 days from right now, I will be in my new place. And then 9 days from today, I will be getting everything packed and ready to go so that in the morning of May 1st, I can grab all my stuff, put it in the FedEx truck, and skedaddle. So one of the perks of working there is I can borrow a truck as I need. So I'm going to the terminal. I'm going to head to three different locations, pick up some stuff, go to my house, unload it, return the truck, and then hopefully be good. So I'm going to get a head start on that and go as early as I can. So been working on that. I have just received a grounding sheet. So I'm excited to try that out and see if I notice anything. If not, then oh well. I haven't been reading much, fallen off that a little bit. I'm reading that book, Thinking Fast and Slow. And it's a good read. I'm learning a lot, but it's hard to get into. I see other books, and maybe it's the shiny object syndrome, shiny object, whatever it is, where I'm reading a current book and I see another one. I'm like, oh, I bet you that one's better. And, you know, but this one's it's a slower read. It's a thick book too. So it's kind of discouraging looking at that. I've only read, you know, 60 pages out of 400 or 500 or whatever it is. But, so that's that. I've been thinking up more ideas and stuff for the new Your New Norm podcast, which I'm pretty sure is what it's going to be called now, the more I think about it. So if you're listening and you want to start a podcast, please don't take that name. Thank you. So just trying to figure out some topics and where I want to go with that, because there's, you know, a lot of what I'm doing right now, I don't feel necessarily qualified to do, but I know that just with getting in there and getting my feet wet and doing the thing, that I will naturally gain that experience and feel the qualifications come to me, you know, the metaphorical ones. So, because with this podcast specifically, it's me just documenting everything, and anybody can do that no matter where they're at. I'm just talking about what I'm doing. You don't need any kind of certification or qualification or experience or whatever to talk about what you're doing, other than doing the things that you talk about. So, but if I were to start a podcast that talks about doing something or doing this or how to get this or whatever, I need to have experience or proof that I know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, I don't think people will listen. So, and it's not necessarily this podcast isn't for people to listen now. It kind of is, but the whole goal is so somebody can look back and listen to all this shit in 10, 20, 30 years. That's the goal. What I'm saying right now, I hope somebody's listening to this in 20, 30. You know, that's the goal. So that's that. What else am I working on? I've got some ideas for the offer as far as when the pre-workout is made and launched. of how I want to increase the offer and make it even more valuable so it stands out from every other offer. One of the ideas I had was, and I think I said I wasn't going to share this earlier or a few weeks ago. I don't know. I'll share it now, but I don't know. But I would like to, you know what, actually? I remember why I didn't share it. That's right. So but I got a couple ideas that I'm going to tie into it. It might even be a whole new thing. It might even be a whole new business entirely. I doubt it. Don't want to get in over my head here, but just a lot of ideas. I'm excited. So, yeah. So the big things are me moving out soon next week. Then that's it, dude. I think that's it. I don't think I have anything else I want to share. And so to spare you the awkward goodbye here and not say anything, I'm just going to end the show. So thanks for listening and talk to you later. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.